I hope you use all of this wisely to bring yourself pleasure, vitality and energy, sure, but pleasure above all else, and that's why I'm going to give you a little seed, an idea, but a pernicious, pervasive idea. It will go with you out into the day, and at the end I'll ask you to do something while that idea is still trickling around in your head. I'll ask you to go do something while you're still being teased and tempted by a memory that is more than memory. A memory that is also the promise of sensation to come, and an invitation to do something from someone I hope you're attracted to. I hope that my voice echoing around your head is enough to get you turned on, get you hot, leave you panting. Because that's going to be the exercise. First words, then an instruction, and then I leave you to it. Of course, be safe and careful while you do this. You must contain all sign of the state you're in, which maybe it's aroused, maybe it's exhausted, maybe it's still twitching in the afterglow. But whatever your state, keep it with you. The arousal, the twitching, the tired, blank, easy to hypnotize state you might end up in. Whatever has happened to bring you to a pleasured place where you're open to carrying out a request, well, keep it with you. My words echoing in your head. Inside your head there is a button. There's a part of you that, when that button's pushed, wakes up, becomes aware of arousal, of desire, of the physical, libidinous parts of you. Awaken it. Push that button. Heat. A spreading heat. An invasive tendril of heat that winds in, wraps itself around your brain, leaves you drooling and dripping. That's what I want you to evoke. I want you to welcome it. Imagine a relaxed moment where the only thing on your mind is listening to my voice. Now imagine the opposite. A moment where you're so aroused, your body is so throbbing, that keeping your attention on my voice is a difficult thing. Of course, if you overcame that arousal, that building heat, if you overcame it enough to focus on my voice and only on my voice, you would just hear me encouraging you to sweat, roll your eyes back, squeeze your body in arousal and desire. What I want you to do for me is feel that. Do it to your own body with my encouragement, so you have permission to get distracted by how good, how hot, how wet and dripping your brain is, and how aroused your body is, and how hard it is to do anything except throb, except drip, except exist in a moment where you are as aroused as you can envision being, and then take it a little further. Because if you are insufficiently aroused to lose track of my voice, if you are insufficiently aroused to feel like your place is here, under my influence and moaning with it, if you feel anything other than that, then clearly there is another level you could go to, and listening to my voice more will take you there. When you're as aroused as you can possibly get, when your body's humming and thrumming with it, I want you to go out into the world, run an errand, go for a walk, go somewhere other than the safe private place you're in now. Remain safe, remain careful, but bring the arousing heat with you. Bring the desire in your head with you. Remain safe, remain careful. You will only do things you would do anyway, but you will do them with the heat, the pleasure, the arousal from that button in your brain that I'm mashing on in your system. Let it through you, distributing in you. My voice vibrating and thrumming through you. You hear me. You feel me. You know what I want. Your arousal. You to excite your system. You can fantasize. You can lose track of what I'm saying. In fact, you probably should. Because if you keep focusing on my words, if you keep track of every one of them, I'm going to remind you that that tingling heat is starting at the extremities of your body and working its way inward, is finding its way to parts more sensitive, more arousable. And if this is how you feel when just your head, your toes, your fingertips, your chest, your breathing, when just parts of you that are further out are starting to feel hot and horny, sweating and panting, when only those parts are excited. Then what's going to happen when it gets to the very core? When the heat and pleasure from my voice and my encouragement find their way inward to the very middle of you and start blossoming outward in heat, in need. It's okay to be in need. It's okay to be a little instinctive, a little lost in your role here. Because the more you lose track of my voice, the more you want to go out and do that thing out there in the world. Go for a little walk, go out and run an errand, all with this heat still lingering, hypnotic, triggered, susceptible, sustainable, all around your form and in your mind. Aroused fully, completely. Aroused deeply, thoroughly, resoundingly. Be as turned on as you can be. Remember every word I've said and everything that's excited you. Play it out in your head. And with that arousal, that desire, everything that was, still is, go out in the world for a little walk, or an errand, or anything else that would take you out of the private place and into somewhere where you can just feel your throbbing arousal while you're in a natural setting, a place outside the hypnotic area and into the world. Go out and do anything at all, still feeling turned on, still feeling hot, still feeling your mind drip with it. You want to be hot and horny for me, with me, under my influence. Well, here, the influence gets to go on a little longer. You get to feel it a little more, and it's going to turn you on, hot, throbbing with it, panting, sweating, squeezing. Your entire body is here to be aroused. Your entire mind is here to carry that aroused body out into the world normally, safely, comfortably, but knowing the whole while that hypnotic, triggered, lingering arousal is still there, along with the vivid memory of everything we've done. Powerful, arousing memories that stick with you and keep you turned on while you go out and do something. That's an easy instruction. Anything at all with the energy and vitality that's flowed into you, anything at all with arousal still in your system, go out of your private place where you're being hypnotized and do something you need to do, want to do, something fun, something good for you, anything at all with my influence and your arousal still buzzing on, still inside you. Triggered and re-triggered by the memory of these words, these seductive instructions, these reminders, you can feel so very good if you let your arousal become empowered, become spreading, become blank and deep in a deep part of you where your body is getting aroused, but your mind is still quite clear and therefore able to see and feel as if from a distance the turned on, excited parts of your body. You're sexually excited and enjoying that feeling. Most of it can be mental. Some of it can be in your breathing. Only you know how your body will respond to this particular hypnotic, triggered, reminding, empowered kind of feeling. But you're going to take it out into the world for me. And while you do, periodically think of my voice, of our time together, of your role in our play, and get turned on more. And more, until at the end of your little trip out into the world, you return home so excited you might have to fulfill your urges in some way. Arousal, pleasure, desire, all the while feeling like you're being good for me, doing the right things, doing everything I would want you to do. Good pet. Good, horny, excited pet going out, doing what you need to, and coming back to stagger into your place of comfort, arousal, obedience, trance, right back here, right back into this, under this. And that's something you might do to your body because it's so easy to slip into fantasizing, arousing yourself, and going out and trying to do anything at all with that arousal powerfully pulsing, suffusing you, keeping you in a place of aroused good pet thoughts and blank, deep, powerful reminders that you can go about your day. But the things we've done, the training you've received, and our time together are always and forever part of your mind, your memory, your training, your urges, your needs, and our special bond. Have a fun time, my pet.